The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Brachos Yibul Amad Beis says, Omer Rav Acha Bar Bizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasido, Kino Hoyotolu Lamaylam Mitosa Shel David. Was a harp above the bed of David HaMelech. Ve'kiven she'igir chatzos laila, chatzos would come, baruch tzefoynis v'noshevez boy, a northern wind would come and blow against the harp, u'menagin me'elov would play on its own, miyad, at that point, hoya oimeid v'oisek b'toiro, he would get up and he would be mis'aseg b'toiro, ad sha'ol amud ha'shachar, until the morning star rose, time came now to start the day, tchilas ha'shachris, Tila Shachas is around the corner. At this point, Amud HaShachar is here. At that point, Chachmei Yisrael would come in. Omru Leil, they would say, Adonaini HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnoso. Your nation Yisrael needs Parnoso. Omru Lehem, he tells them back, Lechu v'hisparnesu zem izeh. Let them go and take Parnoso from each other. Within the system, within its own infrastructure, let them do panosa with each other, and that way Klal Yisrael will have what they need. Omru loy, the Chachmei Yisrael told back to David HaMelech, Eina koimetz masbiya so'ari, Eina bor mismala mechul yosoy. A fistful cannot satiate the lion, nor can the bor, the pit, be filled from its sand, according to Rashi's understanding, from the water that comes through the bor, according to Tosfos' understanding. The bar cannot be refilled or filled with something from within itself. Amalem, to that he responded, L'chu, pishtu yudeichem v'gdud. If that's the case, engage in battle, go to war. And the Chazal go on to tell us, the Seder HaDavar Mephal Melchomis and Klal Yisrael were fought. Miyad yoyetzim b'achitoyfel v'nemlochem v'sanhedrin v'sholem b'ur v'tumen and so on and so forth. A few ha'oris to understand the Gemara over here. Very clear ha'oris. We understand that the Yisoidei had Parnosa are being discussed here. You understand, David HaMelech suggests L'chu Yisparnesu Zeh Mizeh for the most fundamental things of Klal Yisrael needing to support each other, an infrastructure from within that helps Klal Yisrael. But our question is as follows. Looking at this Gemara, we understand that it was a nightly occurrence that David HaMelech slept, or is misnanim in Kisus, as Chazal tell us, at the beginning of the night, and then at Chatzos would get up and be Oisik B'Toyru. The same way we understand that this is the Seder Hayom as it starts, so as it comes to the point of Ola Amud HaShachar, Nichnasu Chachmei Yisrael Etzloi, would almost sound that this is a regular occurrence. That was the Seder Hayom. It would start with David HaMelech getting up at Chatzos, being Oisik B'Toyru B'Hasmodo, and as soon as Amud HaShachar would come, Chachmei Yisrael would come in and say, Adoneinu HaMelech Amcho Yisrael Tzrichim Parnoso. It's somewhat strange to have a Seder Yom, which we repeat ourselves each day, where there's this conversation. Number two, the obvious ha'orin is Chachmei Yisrael. We would understand Askonim, those who are concerned about the needs of Klal Yisrael, the Farnesim, Panosim Gedoylim V'Chashuvim, as Rashi describes Gedoylei Hador, which are those who are Mis'asik B'Tzorchei HaTzibur. Chachmei Yisrael seems somewhat strange for them to come into Adonai HaMelech and say, Amcho Yisrael Tzrichim Panosa. Furthermore, the response of David HaMelech is somewhat strange. L'chu Yisparnesu Zeh Mizeh. What does that mean? Don't we understand that the Parnosa is weak? Chachmei Yisrael also understand that Klal Yisrael has a certain amount of resources within themselves. And David HaMelech tells Zach the obvious. If Chachmei Yisrael, Amcho Yisrael Tzrichim Panosa is because there are anim amongst us, and the Parnosa seems not sufficient to support them all. So answering L'chu Yisparnesu Zeh Mizeh is somewhat of a strange response. And when Chazal do answer, they say, Eina koimetz masbiya so'ari, ve'eina bor mismala mechul yosai. There are differences of understanding of whether this is one or two in Yonim. However the case may be, we have to understand what this point of Eina koimetz, the fistful, cannot satiate the ari, and the bor, the pit, the hole, can't be filled with its own earth, with its own sand. Seems to be some double implication here. Another nekuda Besides the strange time, it's before Shachris, they didn't daven yet, and this discussion takes place at this point of Amud HaShachar. And finally, the nuance to Loshen is, Amcho Yisrael Tzichem Parnosa. Yisrael Tzichem Parnosa. Amcho Yisrael, David Melech, your nation Yisrael needs Parnosa. Let's try to understand a few points, and with this should emerge Yisoide HaParnosa, Yisoide Gishas HaParnosa in Klal Yisrael. As mentioned, there's a discussion in the Mefarshim what exactly means Enabur Mismala Mechul Yosei. However the case may be, it means about the sand which is around the perimeter of the pit, or other sands, or from pit to pit, from hole to hole, we understand that there's no way that the Parnosa within Klal Yisrael itself would be sufficient to support them. The Ben Yoyodo, in his Chiddush HaGadol, see on the spot, he's Me'eya, the first Nakuda, and he says, it's somewhat of a strange time for Chachmi Yisrael to walk into David HaMelech before Shachris, early in the morning. And he brings the Pasuk, Ani B'tzedek Echzef Anecha. Ani B'tzedek Echzef Anecha, that there's a minik to give tzedakah. Take it from Yad in the morning, but tzedek with doing ma'ase tzidkus erze panecha. Then I will be able to look to you. His derech was to give tzedakah, and that's why it explains the Ben Yoyada that would come immediately in the morning before shachris, before the chance to daven and say, "Amcho Yisrael, tzidkus panosa." Here's your chance, David HaMelech, to be misasik in what you yourself say. Ani b'tzedek erze panecha. I with tzedakah will see you. The way you, David HaMelech, could beseech Hakadosh Baruch Hu, befrat David HaMelech. As the Pasuk says, Va'ani Tefillah, David HaMelech represents Tefillah. There's a seder of Tefillah. Ani B'tzedek Erzeh Panecha. It's the point that you have to start by doing Tzedakah first. Amcha Yisrael, your nation Yisrael. Let's understand who David HaMelech was and what he represents. David HaMelech, as we know, is the Yisoid of Malchus and Klal Yisrael. The Foshim tell us, Melech is Rosh HaTevis, Leisami Garmei Klum. He has nothing of his own. A melech in his essence is one that cares for others. Ubefrat, we define a melech as ein melech b'layom. If there's no nation to make him into a melech, there is no melech. The Rambam tells us, Milchas Malachim v'libay levav kol Yisrael, yet the melech is the lev, he's the heart of the entirety of Klal Yisrael. That's a king. So he takes from the and he gives back to the He takes from the the fact that he's a malchus, he has malchus b'chlal, he gives back to the Yom, and his ma'achad the Yom makes him into one. Amcho Yisrael, your nation Yisrael, David HaMelech, you are the Melech. It's a nation of yours, they become a Melech through you. Farshim explained that David HaMelech B'Shaitai was misasik b'melchomois. David HaMelech B'Shaitai was unable to build the Beis HaMikdash. He was able to create a situation as described under the Tkufa of Shlomo HaMelech, which is Ishtachas Gafnei v'Ishtachas Te'inosoi. That point was a point where everything was idyllic, everything was pure and perfect. David HaMelech's tkufa was tumultuous, it was difficult. Engaged the mulcham, engaged the battle. And here the Chachmi saw to David HaMelech, Amcho Yisrael, your nation, Klal Yisrael, Tzichin Panosa, is because it's your nation, in your tkufa, you have the achrayis to them, as a melech bechlal, you have achrayis to them as a melech befrat, in your matziv, of leisim yigarmei klum, there's a lot lacking, there's a lot missing. To which his response is, L'chu yisparnasu zemizeh. Let them make panosa with each other. As we know, the best, the beautiful, most beautiful form of tztaka, d'vani v'tzedek erzef anecha, is to support, to help, to engage others in parnosa. Have people not have the nama de kisufa, the bread of embarrassment where one has to receive from others, but rather to be able to make panosa. You don't simply want to give fish, you want to teach how to fish. To teach others how to have a chance for pandas. At least Hispanisu means not simply should it be an issue of give, but rather Hispanisu zemizeh, they should take pandas from each other. David Melech establishes be yisoid that the form of tzedakah is to give pandas one to another, to make sure that everyone has a pandas kalav and a kiyah to each other. The Tiferes Shloime says in his Pirush Pirkei Avos, the Moridiki Yisoid, Rav Shlomo tells us that L'chu Yisparnasu Zemizeh would be the Hagdoma. David HaMelech understood full well that there's very little could do as far as self-support. There's no question there's a need for them to engage in battle, look for outside means of support. However, He says a davar poshut, that there's no schus bechlal for them to engage in others and to win in battle without the fact that there's a kir for each other. He knows the question, but it's only because they'll do tztokik minas chasad with each other, however limited it may be, only then will they succeed in the battles they'll engage. He understands they can end up going to battle, but he starts with saying, I want to be mechazik dinyan, who is spinus with them is. So although Chachmi Yisrael respond and say, how can you expect them to do it? But I want you to understand that we have to start from within. There's a need for tztokik minas chasadim as much as we can within. And that should still be done in spite of the fact that we'll inevitably come to the chul pisht yadechem bigdud. So it's possible to understand the conversation taking place per day. Your David HaMelech says, there's a need v'ani b'tzedek ech zefanecha. Because as the Melech of Yisrael, I understand the tzorich v'panosa, but I understand their needs and I understand that the need for them to understand their needs and help each other. At that point, then you can engage in battle and be matzlich with it as well. The Tver Shleim explains the pasuk, Daber no be'ozne ha'om v'yishalu ish me'yisra'eyu v'yish me'yisra'u usak l'chesu v'chizov. And as the pasuk then continues, v'yitin Hashem aschein ha'om v'einim Mitzrayim. He's bothered by a simple point. The pasuk that talks about Klal Yisrael going to the Mitzrayim and very sweetly and asking them to lend their items, to lend their gold and silver for the Bizas Mitzrayim. Loshna pasuk is Ve'yishalu ish me'eis re'eyu. V'derech Klal and Chazal we say re'eyu v'lo yishal akum. Ish me'eis re'eyu seems to be Klal Yisrael asking from each other. And he explains, there's a need of v'yishalu ish me'eis re'eyu v'ish me'eis re'uso klecheseh v'chleizov. There's a need for an engagement between Klal Yisrael gufa to divrei tztaka, divrei gminas chasodim, chesed zeimze, parnose zeimze. And that would in turn, v'yitin Hashem eschenom v'enei Mitzrayim, the response to that would be Mitzrayim giving as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving them the ability to be zoicha, to be yoytze min Mitzrayim. So the hakdama and simplicity here is the schus of l'chui sparnes uzem izeh is a schus one needs to be able to be oimid b'chol b'tfilosei b'shachris. David HaMelech, the Rosh, the Melech shal Yisrael, the Amud shal Machus b'Yisrael, he establishes the yisoid of l'chui sparnes uzem izeh. This is indeed the best and the greatest form of tzaka b'chlal. The haflo n'ksubis interestingly explains Eina Koimetz Masbiya Sa'ari based on the Gemara of Yunamad Beis that the Mizbeach is called the Mezin of Klal Yisrael. The Mizbeach is something that gives a schus to Klal Yisrael for Hazona. He says in the days of David HaMelech that there was no Menachas Nikrovim. And he says Eina Koimetz Karev Al HaMizbeach. He says Eina Koimetz Masbiya Sa'ari simply means the Koimetz of the Menachas is not being done. So therefore, what Ari is the Mizbech, it's called Ariel, as you know, the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, you say, Eina bor mismala mechul yosai. Very interesting taich. There are no two nekudas here. He's looking at the shayush of where Panosa comes from. The Menochos, the Koimit, which is done by the Menochos, is not being done. We lack the schus of the Beis Hamikdash, of Akrobas HaMenochos. Therefore, Eina bor mismala mechul yosai. There isn't sufficient funds in Klai Yisrael Gufa to be able to be zeichet to their panosis, as if ashteta. We understand simply that if this is true, it's true b'zmanenu as well. The more one has the schus b'mizbeach shaloi, the shulchan b'mizbeach shaloi, if he has a table which is done right, a table which is done b'divrei Torah, a table which is done where it's b'yu anim b'nei b'secho, a mizbeach shaloi b'mizmachaproloi, ki v'yoch l'menochois, that are brought in the mizbeach shaloi b'beisoi, is something which in turn gives him the brocha of panosa. Taflon Ksubis, furthermore, Tafsan of Zion, has a fascinating understanding of Tagimur as well. The Gemara discusses the Eifanim of Tztoko, and how it should be done by Tznei Aleches. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeh Simresh Memtes, that there are different Madregas, the Milas of Tztoko, the ones that are better to do, ones that are not as good to do. And he says a fascinating understanding. L'chu Yisparnes Hazem Yizeh, have Panosa from each other. We understand that there were aniyim. Amcho Yisrael tzrichim parnosa. It's a reference to not those who are being matzliach, but rather those who are not being matzliach. His parnosa zemizeh would seem to indicate that it's the Oni giving Parnosa to the Osher, and the Osher giving Parnosa to the Oni. You understand that's not the case. The Osher has a business, so to do Parnosa Zemizeh would be having the Osher, who's Matzliach in his business, to look for any opportunity that he can to hire the Oni to give him his chance for Parnosa. That the Loshna Gemara is Zemizeh, the Oni from the Osher, and the Osher from the Oni. And he explains, Bischusat Stoka Yis Asher Yoiser. The schus of stock will have a bigger oisha. V'yasbiya kol echod, and it'll satiate each individual. And he says, one who's noisim ba'ayin yofe, v'yasbiya sa'oni, if he gives hasbo to the oni ba'ayin yofe, v'ya kodesh bochu gives him a broche k'dei sovoy, and he himself will see, that he'll be savua, he'll be satiated. When the Gemara says, ein abor mismala mechul yosoy, Rashi says, for example, one takes its sword out of the offer, you try to refill it, it just doesn't happen. And he says as follows. Tzedakah, which is given, kivdei sviya. A person gives tzedakah ba'ayin yofe. He wants to support ba'ayin yofe. And he means it, he feels it, he gives it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him brochas, the seiva smochas, to make him satiated. What comes out of that is the moment that he took, he was a chasr and he gave away moment, that in and itself fills his bar, fills him, and gives him satiation. It satiates everything, gives him satisfaction, gives him everything he needs. The Pasuk says, I'll give you what you need to have, as the Pasuk tells us. It says, he pshat in the Gemara, Ein ha-koimetz mazbiya so'ari. Koimetz is Meloshin Kemitz, a person holds back, he doesn't give it by yofe. It's not mazbiya so'ari. And he says, an ari refers to Talmidei Chachomim, that very often, the person is not zeichet to shtel shulchonos. The Ari, the Talmud Chochem, is usually symbolic of the one who lacks the funds to support himself. Yisach himself as Ba'aloi. It was a Zavulun that was B'tseisoi. And he had to give him Parnosa. That Luyutzer doesn't give him Ba'ayin Yofen, but rather it's given Ba'ayin Kmitza. He'll then not have any, he'll have no Sviya. Therefore, Ein Habor Mismala Mechul Yosei. That's why there is no Milui. The Tztaki given, which is not given Ba'ayin Yofen, is not a tztaka which gives milui to the person who gives the tztaka. It's necessarily a person that gives the tztaka b'ayin yofe. He doesn't give it b'derech shal kemitzo. He doesn't support those talmidei chachom b'derech tsorus ayin b'diyeved. At that point, of course, the bor is mesmale. At that point, it fills the hole. There's a sphere, there's a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The discussion seems to center on each person giving the other. As much as the usher seems to be Mefarnes as the Oni, but if it's done by Ayin Yofe, then the Oni ends up being Mefarnes the Osher, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gadlusai, gives a hasbo, gives a feeling of satisfaction to the Osher that he has what he needs. He lacks absolutely nothing. Taflos is a beautiful taich that he calls B'derech Tzachus. Mika Amcho Yisrael, Goy Echod Ba'oretz. The entirety of Klal Yisrael is called Goy Echod. So that word Echod is something which alludes to the makeup of the yachas between the Oni and the Osher. He says the Aleph of the word Echaz Meramis to the Osher, who is Alufo Shaloedo, he is a cut above, Rebbe Mechabit Sma'ashirin. The Dalad understanding comes to the word Dalus, which is the Oni, Dala Sa'om. But the Ichud, he says, is through the Ches, which is between the two, Aleph Ches Dalad. Now that Ches in Ksav Ashuris, according to many opinions, is written with two Zayinin. It's a Zayin on one side, the right, a Zayin to the left. And on top there's a crown that connects the two Zayinin and makes it into a Ches. He says, the Zayin is Murir on the union of Mozoin. The Aleph is Mezin as Ha'oni. That's the one Hazona. The Oni, the Dalad, Kivyochl is Mezin as Ha'osha. That's the second Hazona, the two Zayinin. And that makes a Meshunadika Achtus in Klal Yisrael. It again gives us a deeper understanding in Amcho Yisrael Tzrichem Parnosa. The Melech is Ma'ache the Sam. The Melech makes Dom into an Echod. And it's Dafke through the fact that there's a Hazono, Zeh Mizeh, that makes the Achtus. And that Achtus is the Aschole of the day. You do Minik HaArizal to say, before one starts Tfilosa, he says, He's Mekabal Atz, Nitzes Asay, Shal Ve'ahav Tal Re'echo Kamoicho. V'ani Betzedek Echze Panecha, as we said before, is not simply the mitzvah of tzedakah, but the mitzvah of tzedakah done b'toiv ayin, which then is ma'achet klal Yisrael, and it's the kiyum of yahavta l'reecha kamoicha. Dovid HaMelech is symbolic to that. Therefore, every morning, after being misasik b'Torah kol alayla, after Amud HaShachar was there, David HaMelech has the opportunity to hear from Chachmei Yisrael. Abaisai, I tell you, Chu Yisparnus is Amizeh. The way you'll have the biggest achdus is to give parnosa to each other. To which their response is, there's unfortunately a certain approach of Eina Klemetz Masbiya Sa'ari. The Nesinas HaYadayim of others is with a little amount of Kemitza. There's a certain amount of Ikov, a certain amount of Tzoros Ayin given. Therefore, and Abor Mismala Mechul Yosei, we're not Zeichet to the Shefa Brocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us also B'Toyv Ayin. To which David HaMelech responds, L'chupishtu Yedeichem B'Gdud, there's a need to engage in battle. If the Achdus isn't complete, we have no chance other than to find other ways and for resources. Yet the shaila of why we have over here of all things Chachma Yisrael still hasn't been resolved. As I said before, it should simply be the Askonim, the Oisei Tov B'Klal Yisrael. Why of all things should it be a Chachma Yisrael? The Yavitz, the Chosid Yavitz, has a sefer called Beis Midos. We open to many halakim. There he has what's called Chelik, the Chelik of Aliyas Melocha. The union of Meloch. And he quotes in Gemara B'Metzia where it says, Tani Rabbi Yosef, V'hoidat Elohem, Zu Beis Chayehem. Rabbi Yosef said, V'hoidat Elohem, Moshe Rabbeinu is told, V'hoidat to let them know. And he's told, let them know, Beis Chayehem. And Rashi explains in the Gemara, the Lilmoid Lahem Umnus Li Esparneis Bo, to teach them an Umnus to have Parnosa from it. And he wonders, like Chosid Yavitz, what is that supposed to mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was then a master Umon to teach them Umnus, teach all of them umnus. True, he seemed to know pisul avonim, psalucha, but to say that he was the teacher of all umnus to Klal Yisrael was somewhat strange. Although he found, he says, Chachma Yisrael, that we're misasik b'parnosa, no question, but to say that Moshe Rabbeinu should be told the directive, v'yidatolem zubeis chayim, which means in yonei parnosa to every Jew, every individual, is somewhat strange. He then quotes a Rashi in Lavakama that says differently, beis chayim is Talmud Torah. It would seem to be a steer in Rashi, to which the Chosid Yavitz says, nothing doing, there's no steer here, Bechlal, but it's Hein Hein Advarim, and he explains. We know Chazal tells us on the Pasuk, Vayova Yaakov Sholem, he came Sholem, Sholem Begufoy, Sholem Bememoynoy. The Medrash tells us that Hoyl V'Yisrachish Niso Iskon Milso, because I was given the chance of a miracle of a Nes, Iskon Milso, I will do something, I'll make a tikkun. And Ayichanas Pnei Oir, there's a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, if he was Mesakin, the Inyan of Matpeya, coinage, denominations, or Shvokim Tikim Lahem. And he asked the obvious question, Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheva Ovois, the Yoshev Eholim, of all things, number one, is this something that he knows? Is this an Asik that he knows in business? And number two, why is he being Mesasik in business? He has other things to do with his time. Of all things, he feels that the Tikkun Gadol is Matpeya, the Tikkun Gadol is the Inyan of Shvokim. Why is this? And he says, nothing doing. Yaakov understands there's a need to be lochon es pnei oyer, to teach them, and he calls it derech chayim be'emes u'be'yoshe. When it says he was mesaken matbeah shtolem, that their matbeah should be ois gehalten. It should be things that they do right. They shouldn't be lo tacherevach eichshu. They shouldn't be ones that were stam wild over money. It's an approach to umnus. It's an approach to parnosa. He says, the maso matn should be be'amuno. That's what shvokim is all about. They should be matzlich b'nichseim, and not be yoreh l'timoyin if they do it wrong. Yishamun esrav brochus, he explains. And he continues, his messiah, he says, this inyan is always mutl on chachmeyis atoyre b'davke. They're the royed soin of deo v'haskil eich lamti panasosim v'etre, says he. And he mitzayin arig hamorah that says, nichnesu chachme Yisrael. And he said, adonine ha-melech amcha Yisrael tzrichim panosa. He says, there's no such thing as not Chachmei Yisrael being involved. It's not simply an issue of this, that the Askonim, of course the Askonim have their place in Klal Yisrael, but Chachmei Yisrael are the ones that carry the Achrayis and feel the real Achrayis of seeing to it that all in Klal Yisrael have the Panosa they need to have, but not simply the money they need to have, but the way it's done, the Tzuras HaDvarim. They need to turn to the Chachomim, the Dayonim, the Batei Dinim to explain and understand how exactly the panosa should be done. So indeed it was a conversation that took place every day. Chachmei Yisrael, Amud HaShachar, before Shachris, come to David HaMelech and say, we have the achrayis to see that panosa is done and Parnassah is done right, because when it's done right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Shefer Rav. And because we see Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnassah, it isn't being done the way it should be done. David HaMelech, we need the Eitzah. To which David HaMelech responds, Va'ata v'ani v'tzedek, Echze Panecha, Klal Yisrael has to be Mefaneh Zemizeh, they should sit to the Tztaka with each other. And that Tzchus will give them the rights to be able to be Mu'uchit and do it right as well. Once there's an Ichon Klal Yisrael, there's no desire, there's no Yetzahara, to Chas V'Shalom go Shaloi Kedin with somebody else. That the Ichud of Klal Yisrael itself is Mechayiv, a person being Noisev and Noisein Be'amuna. This Gemara is from the Yesodis and Parnasa, and the approach to Parnasa. Before every day in Shachris, one should be Mesboinen and think to himself, my day that follows, what kind of Parnasa will I have? Will be an Amcho Yisrael Tzricha Manasa Matziv, where Chas V'Shalom, the Shefa Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, won't be there. Or Faket, Ani B'Tzadik Echze Panecha, with its talk and the gish of caring about somebody else, understanding that Mi Kamcho Yisrael Goy Echod V'Oretz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.